Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas, opening up the playbook today. LZ, what are we talking about?
Do you have to spend the holidays with your family? I've seen a couple other podcasts, Instagram posts, things about this pop-up. People saying, for example, I follow the woman Mel Robbins, and she is kind of a life coach type of personality. Right. And she was talking about how like, no, you know, if you have this toxic family member, you don't have to see them at the holidays. I saw an article, I think in the Atlantic, that where a woman wrote an op-ed about how, or she wrote in asking for advice because she didn't want to spend Thanksgiving with her mother because she said, I know it's just going to drain me. And she has her own kids. And she said, I just want to have a peaceful Thanksgiving at home with my own kids and not be totally drained by my mother. And then her mother was guilting her. And, you know, I guess this woman's adopted. And her mother even said, well, I guess adopted children love differently. I mean, the guilt trips that your parents can lay on you are pretty powerful. So that is the question, because I think it is on people's minds. I know I've talked to some of my own friends about it with different family issues they have. Do you need to spend the holidays with your family?
Look, isn't a little bit of pain and suffering part of it? Isn't it just a little bit?
You know, don't you need those family members so that you have stories to share with the other ones?
And look, it's so tough because on one hand, sure, you know, the selfish side of me is like, yeah, just surround yourself with, you know, only the easiest things for you. But the holidays mean a little bit more than that. And while it may not be perfect with your mom, my brother, your sister, whatever, it may not be perfect all the time, it's still your family. And it's still kind of those time-honored traditions of getting together over the holidays. And could it be easier? Like, say last Thursday night when you and your friends went and just grabbed sushi and it was so fun? Sure, but is that meaningful? Is that the tradition? I don't know. I don't know if there's a cut and dry answer. I think in this day and age, and again, this is not considering the hugely toxic person that's actually damaging to you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill family drama where, yeah, things...
The kind of drama where when if you're hosting, once the extended family leaves, then you and the immediate family talk about all the crazy crap they did.
Exactly. The uncle that maybe gets a little too drunk or maybe says the inappropriate thing, or somebody that, you know, makes the really odd political comment and everyone gets into it, or they just, you know, make those demonstrative statements that you're just like, oh God. But that's part of it. I don't know if something that's also part of the growth and how I grew up and how we all grew up of having to deal with that.
As you're saying that out loud, I'm thinking your family is your first method of learning how to navigate the world.
Yeah.
Interacting with your family is your first lesson in how am I going to interact with people in the workplace? How am I going to make friends? The basis of how you'd build relationships is your family. And I do think that the right thing to do is to try to get together with family. Now I do know, and I'm going to call my own mom out on this. My mom is a big, she grew up with my grandparents 30 minutes down the road, and my dad's dad had passed, and my dad's mom was all the way in Pennsylvania. And to be honest, she was kind of mean. She was that mean person. Like, we were her grandkids and we'd go to her house and she'd tell us, don't touch any of my stuff. Like, she wasn't like fun loving grandmother. So my dad was very close with my mom's parents. Very, very close. He was like a son to them. And so we kind of had a bit of an easy situation at the holidays. We didn't have to worry about splitting time between two families. And so my mom sometimes doesn't, you know, and I know it comes from a place of love. She wants us with her, but she's not always like very aware of you've got to split your time. And so I do get the guilt trips. Like, that happens. But I still, like, I will try with everything in my being to be in as many places as I can and to make the effort. And like, I will take the overnight flight to go see family because, I think you take the good and the bad. Like you said, I might get annoyed and we might have a fight, but we also laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you have such a deep relationship.
And I think we are all a little bit more selfish than we used to be. I think we've been taught that way because, you know, I think sometimes we take our emotional health and this mental health thing a little too far where it's just about us. Well, I'll say it's not just about you. It's about that person too. Like your mom, your dad, your uncle, whatever. They may not be the most perfect person in the world. Maybe they don't love the way you prefer, but they deserve that love. They're still your family and they still want to be included and they want to be loved. And so just cutting them out of your life or out of events because it makes life easier on you, that's kind of selfish. And again, I'm brushing with a broad brush here because that's our typical family unit that, you know, think about the other person as well and them being loved and involved and all that. And so I'm a believer that, yeah, a little pain comes with that.
I think it made me a better person that when I was younger, my parents were like, no, we are going to your grandmother's house for this thing, yeah. You know? And I loved my grandmother, but like, for example, she had this house, her and my grandfather had like this little, I can't call it a vacation house. It was a very small home on this like farm in Southern Illinois. And sometimes they'd want us to go there and it was hours away. And like, it didn't have air conditioning. I mean, we as kids did not want to go to that house. And my parents would say, your grandmother wants us to come. It's the right thing to do. We're going to go see her there. It made me a better person that they had me do those things.
There's certain things you don't necessarily want to do in life. Suck it up, buttercup. Sometimes we got to do it.
Yeah. And again, it's dependent.
I had a situation kind of like you in a very different way that, you know, half my family's Jewish and half Christian. And so we spent obviously Christmas with the Christian side, made it very easy because it was all about them. And obviously Hanukkah with the Jewish side of the family. My Jewish grandparents would show up on Christmas morning and celebrate Christmas with us, you know, their version. And they would come and hang out with us. But that was about it. Then it was just,
our cousins and grandparents on the Christian side of the family. So it made it a little easier. But I also think, and you and I had this conversation about just families in general. And I don't know if it's because we grew up in the Midwest, but our families typically back in the day were closer together. Geographically speaking, we all lived closer together. Now, some moved away or whatever. But for the most part, I would say it's true for everybody in a certain generation ago that we all kind of lived close together. And so it made it easier for us to always be at grandma's or always go to Aunt Helen's. And we were always together because we all lived within 20 minutes of each other. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I read that this Sunday after Thanksgiving of this year was the biggest travel day in American airport history.
Yeah.
And what that says to me is families are more spread out now.
And it's not, you know, part of that is, yeah, COVID and we're all back, you know, traveling. But I agree with you. Part of that is we all live far apart now because we can. The world, and especially the United States, is just a bigger community that we can all, you know, like my kids, when they were looking at colleges, they went all over the place looking at colleges. I didn't go anywhere that we couldn't drive in a car. You know, we drove up to Oklahoma. And that's where I went to school because it was within 3 hours. My kids would go out to Princeton. They would go here.
It's just a lot more common to get on a plane today. And, it used to be a bigger deal.
You know, and when kids will go to school across the country, it's not a big deal. And then they set up their lives there and they go where opportunity affords it. And
so now we are geographically spread apart.
Yeah, we're geographically spread apart, which makes the holidays a little bit trickier and a little bit more difficult. So I do think there's a big part of that where I think our parents and that generation that kind of yearns for that getting together still, they think of the old days of
Well, it's when I grew up. I mean, we would always go to my grandmother's house and there would be 30 people there. And it wasn't a big deal because we all lived within 20 minutes. And that's not as feasible as it was.
Right. I think if we're all honest about what touches our hearts the most, like, why do people love holiday movies? Because holiday movies are about family, mm-hmm. and they're about the trauma and the insanity and the love. And that's what we all yearn for. And that's messy. That's not easy. And so I think you have to take the good with the bad. Like, I find my heart getting a little softer in my 30s, in my ancient age. Yeah, I don't know. I find myself just like, as I grow older, being more like, you know, people are people and they make mistakes. And again, I don't mean to overstate this, but I am not applying this to like, some people truly have damaging, toxic family members and you don't have to love someone just because they're your family. But I do think that family is worth effort. And you know, that's a cultural thing too. Like in America, we do tend to be kind of selfish and self-involved. In other countries, it's a lot more common of like, no, your family lives with you. You know, your parents, yeah. Everybody lives under the same roof. And so I find myself wanting to get back to that even more. I don't know, in my 20s, I was really like career focused, and not that I'm not now, but this Thanksgiving being at home made me want to like spend more time with my cousins and try to, you know, we all know each other so well, even though we don't spend a lot of time together now. Growing up together, like you, there's nothing that can compare to that bond.
Well, and you talk about getting older, and I think in earlier days, in 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, you may skip a holiday or whatever because you're off doing things and life is exciting and all that. But the older you get, you realize the gift that you will never get back is time. And the gift of spending time with your family, good, bad, ugly, it's time that you will look back on and be grateful for, of having that moment with your mom, having that moment with your dad or whatever. Like, you will want that back. And, you know, would you want to avoid that and have just an easy dinner with your best friend? You can do that next week. You know, go spend that time with your family because you're not getting that time back.
Go see your messed up family. Yeah. It'll give you something to laugh about later.
Yeah. And then that way, when you go to dinner with your best friend next Wednesday, it gives you something to talk about.
You can vent about your mom.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I think we're in agreement here. And that is, it's the right thing. Yeah. It might be a little painful. And by the way, it's probably a little painful for them too. Generations getting together. When else do you do that really in your life? And that's the thing. When you are with your best friends, you're with a person of your age and your generation, and usually your thinking. It's someone in your echo chamber that agrees
totally.
With you.
I mean, I vent about my mom, but I need to be aware my mom vents about me too.
Well, by the way, your family, unless you live with them or with them constantly or whatever, they are also strangers to a certain degree. You are, you know, they're living their life, you're living your life, and then all of a sudden you come together for one combustible moment. So have some patience, have some grace, have some gratitude for who brought you into this world, who raised you, and don't be such a know-it-all. Take it and give a little bit. It might be a little painful, but love can be painful. So I think we're in agreement, LZ. We're going to spend time with our family as much time as we possibly can. And by the way, the reason I also say this is I am of the age, my kids will start choosing when and where they'll see us. And I want them to choose us, even if they're like, LZ's a little weird and wow. Dad's a little funky and weird. And
you think you're funky? What does that even mean?
Maybe that's what the kids will say. And I want them to choose us. I want them to say, no, we're going to go see.
I think if you keep it weird, people are more likely to flock to the weird. Like, I find myself, I mean, like I said, maybe I didn't used to feel this way a couple years ago, but I feel it now. No, I want to go home and see all the crazy. I do. Yeah. I want to see the show.
Joshy, Taylor, continue to choose us. Spend time with us. We love you. And we love all of you too. Thank you so much for joining us. LZ, always a pleasure. We love sharing, love talking to you, and we will do it again next time because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.